I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in the state of Rajasthan, India, continue to feel the pressure of radical Hindus in their quest to eradicate Christians from the state. In addition to trying to end the Ministry of Hope Givers International, the state has now passed anti-conversion legislation, says Hope Givers Bill Bray.
That new law makes providing education and humanitarian services, defines it as coercion. It also denies freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of worship.
While unconstitutional, Christians are in danger. It'll take years to work through the courts. Meanwhile, with India's religious freedom under attack in Rajasthan, Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi is excited about ministry happening across India through their national missionaries. She shares about a unique ministry opportunity a team of Americans had while visiting.
I encouraged them to carry the Gospel of John that we had published wherever they went. And so they gave those out in Rajasthan very discreetly. But people gladly received those, and the sightseeing trip was much more meaningful for them.
Padidi says your financial help is needed to reach many more people with God's Word. Go to our website. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is asking Christians to pray for one of their teams in South America. IMB leaders say their exploration team is reaching out to remote people groups who haven't heard the gospel because they live in such inaccessible places in the Amazon jungles and the Andes Mountains. Pray for wisdom, language acquisition, and that God would move in the hearts of these people to seek Him. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.